Lindsay and Greg from K. John's Jewelry Company here. Greg and I have a strong military background. My stepfather, Dave King, is a retired Navy commander who served for 22 years.
My father, Gary Simpkins, was a fighter pilot who was killed in Vietnam. And my adoptive father, Lou Chatham, was a Blue Angel and is a retired two-star admiral who served for 31 years.
And my husband, Greg here, is pretty bad action himself. He's a U.S. Army Green Beret combat veteran, which means, well, he can't really tell me what that means. Needless to say, we love our vets. That's why we pay the sales tax for active duty and retired veterans.
And we are proud to have a huge selection of U.S.-made jewelry, which is rare in the jewelry industry.
And a shout out to the wives and family members of those who serve. We appreciate you too. I know firsthand what it's like to have your loved one overseas, so thank you for your service as well. We hope to see you and thank you in person this holiday season. Be sure to check out kjohns.com for our special holiday hours.
Hoodie.
I'm Rhett Lewis with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 14 kicked off with the Lions winning 34-31 over the Packers on a Jake Bates game-winning field goal. Jared Goff threw for 283 yards and three scores. David Montgomery had 84 total yards and a rushing score, while Jahmyr Gibbs added 73 total yards and a receiving score. Detroit moved to 12-1 and clinches a spot in the playoffs. For Green Bay, Jordan Love threw for 206 yards and a touchdown. Josh Jacobs ran for 66 yards and three scores. Packers now 9-4. In other news, Cowboys guard Zach Martin will miss the rest of the season after having ankle surgery. Head coach Mike McCarthy added retirement is a possibility for Martin. The nine-time Pro Bowler turned 34 in November, and Bill Belichick has spoken with the University of North Carolina for their vacant head coaching position, according to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
The holidays are just around the corner, so now's the time to shop new deals at Lowe's. Make your home even merrier with up to 50% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees, holiday lights, and more. Plus, don't miss our limited time weekly deal drops on items like appliances, tools, and grills. There's something for everyone on your list. Count on Lowe's to help you save all season long, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 12/5 through 12/11 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28.
Hi, this is Heather Bourdain, and I am excited to announce that I've joined Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers. I was born and raised right here in beautiful San Luis Obispo County. I have over 20 years of experience in the insurance industry, and I'd be happy to review your current program. Every day I work with contractors, farmers, garage owners, restaurant owners, and more. I would love to hear from you. I can be reached at 805-540-3900 or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Take that list and head on over to D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, where you'll find full stock of Wrangler and Levi men's and women's jeans, jackets, vests, and sweatshirts from Carhartt, high-quality rain gear, and, of course, durable work boots from Carolina, Wolverine, and Georgia. And to D&J, special orders are always welcome and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, December 6th, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
Public hearing for solid waste increase for unincorporated areas. Atascadero City Council swearing in new members on Tuesday. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today, highs in the low 70s. It's 36 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisors will consider a proposed solid waste rate increase and a hearing date for the rate increase in its next meeting on December 10th. According to the agenda, the increase came from a request by USA Waste of California Incorporated, in accordance between its agreement with the county. The proposed increase is based off the cost of living increase calculated by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics Consumer Price Index. The agenda shows the increase to be at 3.2% and will affect unincorporated areas of San Luis Obispo County. These areas include rural Santa Margarita, Creston, Templeton, Pozo, La Panza, Park Hill, Huerrero, similar and fringe areas of Atascadero. The hearing date is proposed to be February 4th, 2025. If this item is approved, a notice will be mailed out to all customers within the unincorporated areas and allow for written protests by the hearing date. If a majority file for valid written protests, the proposed rate increase will not be imposed. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is Tuesday, December 10th at 6. On next week's consent agenda is a recital of this year's general election results. Following the consent agenda, presentations will be given to acknowledge outgoing Mayor Heather Moreno and Treasurer Jir Sebok. The winners of this year's City Council election in Atascadero, Mayor Charles Bourbeau and Councilmembers Mark Darris and Seth Peek will also be sworn in. The Council will also hold a public hearing for the second reading of its Business Tourism Improvement District Assessment, increasing from 2% to 2.5%. If there is more than a 50% protest to the increase, Council cannot conduct a second reading to change the assessment rate. You can attend Tuesday's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. City of Paso Robles allocates $4 million in several road repairs. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. In its most recent City Council meeting, the City of Paso Robles allocated $4 million in unspent Measure J20 funds to street repair projects. Repairs will go to the 18th, 30th, 32nd, and 36th streets from Vine to Spring, then on 16th Street from Chestnut to Spring. The city has released a statement on this allocation, stating that the final design and bid documents will be initiated in the next few weeks. The city's goal is to have construction beginning by late summer or early fall 2025. The 63rd annual Christmas Light Parade in Paso Robles will return this Saturday at 6 p.m. The parade will start at 10th and Spring Street, heading north to 14th Street, where it will circle around the downtown and City Park area on Pine Street and end at 11th Street. This year's theme is Sleigh Bells Ring, Are You Listening? Street closures will begin at 4 p.m. The parade will mark the arrival of Santa Claus in downtown Paso Robles, where he'll be free for visits at the Holiday House until Christmas Eve. Santa's visiting hours will be posted on the Holiday House and can be found at pasorobelsdowntown.org. Atascadero's Sunken Gardens, Lake Pavilion, and Zoo will be filled with holiday magic throughout the month of December with several events for the entire family to enjoy. Tonight at 5:30 is the city's Light Up the Downtown at the Sunken Gardens. Here's Terry Banish, Atascadero's Director of Community Services and Promotions, on this Friday's event.
It is the first Friday in December. We kick it off at 5:30 in Sunken Gardens, and then it continues throughout the downtown with our holiday sip-in shop, which is the Chambers event. It's a full evening of community entertainment, Santa, complimentary Model A fire truck, and hayrides. Hot chocolate is complimentary as well. The shops will be open late.
Also on Saturday will be Atascadero's Holiday Music Walk Around the Lake. Santa will be at the Charles Paddock Zoo from 5:30 to 6 p.m. and then at the Ranger House next to the Lake Pavilion at 7 p.m. Enjoy singing, caroling, holiday decorations, and more. Parts of Melody Drive in Paso Robles will see one of its lanes closed beginning Monday, December 9th through Friday, December 13th. During this time, flaggers will be in place to allow for one-lane traffic control during working hours, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. The closure is being done so PG&E can bore a new power line in the area. This information comes as a release from the Paso Robles Engineering Division. In sports for the NFL, on Sunday, KPRL's triple header will have the Raiders versus the Buccaneers in the morning, the Seahawks against the Cardinals in the afternoon, then the late game, the Chargers and the Chiefs at 5:20. In the NBA, the Warriors defeated the Rockets 99-93, the Grizzlies over the Kings 115-110, the Cavaliers beat the Nuggets 126-114. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Hawks, the Kings will go against the Spurs, and the Warriors will face the Timberwolves. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. Seismologists analyzing Thursday's 7.0 earthquake off the Northern California coast say it's not a surprise that it hit where it did, even though it's the most powerful quake in that region in 30 years.
Magnitude 7 is quite large. But then again, this is one of the most seismically active area that we have on the West Coast.
Christine Goulet with the U.S. Geological Survey. The quake prompting a tsunami warning where millions were told to seek higher ground before the warning was canceled. Governor Gavin Newsom at the border near San Diego stating opposition to potential tariffs against Mexico, which he says will hurt people in our country, including the many who voted for Donald Trump.
Impacts on this region and your pocketbook will universally be felt regardless of your politics. That's a betrayal that needs to be revealed to those that embraced and supported this agenda.
Those two young boys shot at an elementary school in Butte County Wednesday are listed in critical but stable condition. The man who shot them identified as 56-year-old Glenn Litton, who they say has a long history of criminal activity and mental illness. Jeff Scott, California News. California headline news. A convicted killer from Los Angeles County who escaped from custody in Delano is believed to have fled the area. The California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation announcing residents of the town near Bakersfield are no longer facing a security risk. 34-year-old Cesar Hernandez escaped custody Monday after jumping out of a prison transport van ahead of a scheduled court appearance. He was convicted of first-degree murder in 2019 and serving 80 years to life in prison without possibility of parole. California News, I'm Jeff Scott.
Now is the time to get ready for the changing seasons with the help of Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center in Paso Robles. Have you ever had the experience of stepping out your door and being bombarded by rain falling from your roof? Blake's True Value Hardware can easily help you with that problem. Blake's has specially priced Geneva, Rango, and PVC rain gutters in many types and styles. Available in brown or white, they also carry the galvanized 4-inch rain gutters. You'll find just what you need for the ever-changing North County weather ahead. Install rain gutters now before the rains come. Or if you already have rain gutters, check them for any needed repairs or additions. Blake's can advise you on all your rain gutter needs. Also, check out the Warner aluminum extension ladders that you'll need to help with gutter installation. Blake's also carries step ladders in aluminum, wood, and fiberglass by Warner. Be prepared and be ready with help from Blake's Incorporated, your true value hardware center. 17th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas reflected on the organization's successes this year as it prepares to hold its annual meeting December 7th to the 10th in Monterey. She said, "These are indeed challenging times for farmers and ranchers in California. Yet it's in moments like these that the importance of celebrating our accomplishments shines even brighter." Douglas continued, "With the annual meeting just days after Thanksgiving, it's a perfect time to pause and count our blessings, not just as individuals, but as part of this amazing organization we call Farm Bureau." Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand-name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com. Partly cloudy skies today with highs right around 70, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s, east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Some fog early tomorrow, then sunny skies for the afternoon, highs right around 70, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Sunday, sunny skies on Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday to Friday next week. Upper 60s Sunday, mid-60s Monday, upper 60s Tuesday, mid-60s Wednesday, and Thursday, 64 a week from today. Currently, it is 37 degrees and mostly sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV. Call 805-466-3121. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Jerry Willis, and this is the Fox Business Report. Some key oil producers making a decision about production. Eight members of the OPEC Plus Alliance of Oil Exporting Countries say they're going to put off increasing oil production as they face weaker than expected demand and competing production from non-allied countries, factors that could keep oil prices stagnant into next year. Dollar General shares are faltering after coming out with its earnings report.
Better sales, but a miss on the bottom line. But they're really talking a lot about their real estate projects. They want to open about 575 new stores in the next year.
Fox's Taylor Riggs. And Honda is recalling more than 205,000 SUVs over fuel leak concerns. The recall includes some Passport and Pilot vehicles from model years 2023 to 2025. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu. Invested in you.
Trump's victory doesn't mean our financial worries are over. Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. Washington's spending addiction still threatens your savings. That's why I recommend gold IRAs from my friends at Birch Gold Group. These accounts protect your retirement from government mismanagement. For a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word SHELTER to 989898. Don't wait. Text SHELTER to the number 989898 now for your free kit from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Hey, this is Maddie Work, a proud fifth generation of the Work Family Ranch. I invite you to get outside and enjoy God's beauty from the back of a trusty ranch horse. With deep roots in North County and over 25 years in ag tourism, we offer down-to-earth fun for the whole family. You might be wondering, how can we promise you a trusty ranch horse? Well, would you ride the same horses that have been serving our nation's warriors in the Mighty Oaks Legacy Program for over 10 years? I sure would. Come ride with us and experience the work thing we offer. Call 805-610-0961 or workranch.com.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location, Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy, 805-239-0616, or go online, DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
Love shopping for fresh foods and local products that are good for you and the planet? Become a member owner of the soon-to-open Paso Food Co-op. Each membership brings the co-op one step closer to opening its doors. A food co-op is
like shopping a farmer's market every day,
offering a unique shopping experience for the whole community. Support your local farmers, food purveyors, and artisans by joining Paso Food Co-op. Learn more and join today at PasoFoodCooperative.com.
A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering has been serving the pump and drilling needs of the Central Coast since 1946 and had the very first pump rig on the Central Coast. They're a third-generation business with a wealth of knowledge for all your pump and drilling needs, from auger and bucket hole drilling, deep well turbine pumps, and more. Call A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering at 805-238-1315. A. Walton Sun Aqua Engineering, 238-1315.
Boyd's Tobacco and Elegant Gifts. Well, they're having their December cigar event Thursday the 19th from 5 to late. And celebrate with your friends at Boyd's. And they'll have classic Christmas dinner, including, the roasted turkey, mashed potatoes, green beans, and apple pie for dessert. Cigar specials and great prizes, of course. The event is just $30 per person or free for lounge members. You must RSVP by the 16th to be included in the dinner. You can call 805-239-8701 or simply go to Boyd's Tobacco Elegant Gifts.com.
Hi, this is Mimi inviting you to come join us at A-Town Diner in Atascadero, where you'll find a comfortable atmosphere and a fresh home-cooked meal. We offer daily specials and have a homemade soup of the day. We offer breakfast and lunch menu all day long, so you can always experience a hearty breakfast and one of our famous Virgil burgers. Our dinner menu starts at 4 o'clock Monday through Saturday. Enjoy a malt or a shake with that meal, or top it off with a good old-fashioned banana split. We look forward to seeing you at A-Town Diner in Atascadero.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. Terry and I and all of our staff at Roosters want to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas. And speaking of Christmas, I happened to run into Santa Claus himself the other day at the shooting range. We discussed how the elves will load the sleigh with those special Christmas presents that require a 10-day background check. So, we decided that you have to start your registration paperwork no later than Saturday, December 13th, so we can release everyone's gifts no later than Monday, December 23rd. We're closing at 2 p.m. on Christmas Eve so that the Roosters crew has time to get those presents to the North Pole for the late night run.
Hi, this is Terry. Don't forget that Roosters has literally everything you need for Christmas, except dinner. From gifts, stocking stuffers, coffee, and tributes to Blue Lives, we have it all. Merry, Merry Christmas to all. May God bless you this season, and please visit us at 98 South Main Street in Templeton and our website at roostersfirearms.com.
Crime Alert with Nancy Grace is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Sergeant Sarah Rope, 23, is a decorated mine dog handler living on base in Missouri. It's highly unusual when she doesn't report for duty and doesn't answer calls from family. The next day, her body found in a dumpster on base. Investigators remain tight-lipped, but the evidence points to combat engineer Wooster Rancy, 21, now charged with murder. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. SingleCare works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check SingleCare to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to SingleCare.com or download the free app today.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space. A professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached, allow decal fading, or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warburgs Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Wesley with Stove and Spa Center. It's finally getting cool, and we don't want to leave you out in the cold.
Stove and Spa Center has a great selection of stoves, inserts, and fireplaces to get you warm and cozy in your house this winter. Don't miss savings on freestanding stoves, gas inserts, and fireplaces. How would you like being warmer this winter and save money too? It's possible with a fireplace insert from Cozy Heat. Cozy Heat's highly efficient gas inserts and fireplaces come in many styles to fit any home's decor. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale. All products we offer are on our website at stoveandspa.com. Save big on Cozy Heat fireplaces and inserts during Stove and Spa Center's Big Autumn Sale going on right now. Don't miss out on all the special offers at Stove and Spa Center. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero between Curb Rail and Moore Roads.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. In its most recent city council meeting, the city of Paso Robles allocated $4 million in unspent Measure J20 funds to street repair projects. Repairs will go to parts of 18th, 30th, 32nd, 36th, and 16th Streets. A statement by the city says their goal is to have construction begin by late summer or early fall 2025. Atascadero's Sunken Gardens, Lake Pavilion, and Zoo will be filled with holiday magic throughout the month of December, with several events for the entire family to enjoy. Tonight at 5:30 is Light Up the Downtown at the Sunken Gardens. Then on Saturday is the Walk Around the Lake. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs right around 70. It's 40 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Sources say New York City police are closing in on a suspect in the murder of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson Wednesday, analyzing a disposable phone and trash found near the scene.
They have that bottle and that possible cup and some wrappers. They're going to run that for fingerprints or any DNA.
And he's seen on surveillance video arriving on a bus 10 days ago. His face so far seen only in surveillance stills from the hostel where he was staying.
He used a fake ID to check in. He paid in cash, but he forgot to hide his face, reportedly pulling it down to talk with a front desk worker.
Fox's Chandley Payne. 227,000 new jobs last month, reported by the Labor Department, are more than expected.
Top sectors showing gains in November: private education and health services, leisure and hospitality, and government. The unemployment rate edged higher to 4.2% as expected.
Fox's Lillian Wu. Stocks have been a bit higher this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
We see you sitting there, daydreaming about an escape, a place where infinite horizons mean more freedom. Well, we're going big this December at Chumash Casino Resort, giving away over $600,000 in cash and prizes. That'll jingle your bells. Everything you need to find yourself elsewhere. Drawings every Sunday. And hey, welcome to freedom. Ho, ho, ho. Must be present to win. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From routine maintenance to complex auto repairs, the team of skilled technicians at American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero got you covered. And guess what? They've been voted the best tire sales and service shop in the North County. Want to snag incredible deals and specials? Check out their website, AmericanWestTire.com, for exclusive offers and discounts you won't want to miss. Drive with confidence. Drive with American West Tire and Auto.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Education forces experimental injections on your kids, robs them of values, and maybe a few body parts. And when you speak out, you get banned from social media or investigated by the FBI. Time to punch back with homeschooling and private training under a First Family Trust.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Happy holidays from Pastor Robles Radio Shack. We are having a Black Friday special sale that will be continuing the entire month of December. That includes the RBG gaming headsets that are plug and play for your PC, PS, and Xbox. Also, we have DVD players, 9-inch and 14-inch, with TV tuners, rechargeable batteries, AC and DC powered, and a wide selection of radio-controlled toys, cars and trucks for the paved surfaces and the rough grass surfaces as well. Radio-controlled boats that will right themselves if they turn over in the weeds, drones that you can fly from your cell phone like a pilot. Also, the educational kits for the beginning electrician. Remember, we have a wide selection of batteries with a special on the 32-pack AA alkaline batteries for $14.99. Come check us out at 1171 Creston Road, number 109 in Paso Robles, where Black Friday sales continue through the month of December.
And now the latest news in Paso Robles from the mattress specialist, Rich London.
Gary, we've got a national retailer, huge, that is unloading their warehouses full of mattresses, and we're able to pick them up cheap. So we're going to have, for example, Simmons, Sealy, Casper, I can get Tempur-Pedic, and other brands, Stearns & Foster's even, and they're at super low prices.
Thank you, Rich London, the mattress specialist, 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
Need inspiration for your holiday gifts? Let the Blenders be your Santa's helper this season. From beautiful scarves, cozy sweaters, jackets, vests, lovely handbags, wallets, and fantastic accessories. Gift certificates available too. Thank you for your support of our local businesses. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram for holiday hours. Merry Christmas from the Blenders, 538 12th Street, downtown Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Turning out mostly sunny after some of the clouds get on out of here. Highs in the low 70s, some clouds and some fog tonight and overnight. Lows in the upper 30s. Saturday turning out sunny, though. Low 70s, upper 60s Sunday, mid-60s Monday, upper 60s Tuesday. Back to mid-60s Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. Today's UV index will be 2 up and down. Hitting it right on the nose at 7 a.m. and 4:50 p.m. We are at 44 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You will love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and doors. Darsh is in for Al this afternoon. Open mic Friday, 12:30 till 2. Also, you have until 9 o'clock to email me, Kevin at kprl.com, if you'd like to be considered for the Christmas wreath certificate from Agape Christmas Trees. It's for the Christmas wreath. And I will notify you through the email if you have one. All righty. Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech. Brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing, 805-466-6188 to join us. And remember, you can change the subject at any time.
People, don't you worry. I know what I'm doing.
The Morning Exchange.
Ba-ba-ba-lo.
Sha-da-da. Sha-da-da.
Oh, yeah.
Sha-da-da. Whoa, 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 whoa. KPRL.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. You know, yesterday a young lady called in about the money for high school athletes, and I came across something that high school athletes asking for money online, typically through platforms like GoFundMe or similar fundraising sites, is usually done to cover costs related to their sport, like travel expenses for tournaments, specialized equipment, or training programs. Now, that's often when their school or team cannot fully fund these needs. However, it's something to note that depending on state laws, directly soliciting money based on their athletic abilities could be considered a violation of, a violation. So, don't know how this works in the state of California. But if this is related to school or team, they cannot fully fund these needs, such as tournaments. Well, look, All of you know that I played sports through high school and college, and I love sports. But realistically, if your team can't afford it, then you can't afford it. Nothing wrong with raising the money for it, but if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. Pretty simple. Why? Look, one is we become specialized. You know, more and more coaches are saying this specialization is not good for the kids. It's not good for the kids because they're using the same muscles over and over and over again, and a lot of them, their muscles are done by a pretty early age. And plus, if they're athletes, let them be athletes. Let them play other sports. Don't connect them directly to the one sport, because I know this personally, not from myself, but from others, that some coaches would put demands on the kid. Well, if you go play that other sport, there's a chance you might not start for me. You know, any coach would do that is a jerk. Simple. They're a jerk. These kids have a short span of using their athletic ability. Let them use it to any degree that they want. If they want to play two sports, three sports, let them do it, because it's over by 17 or 18. Coach, you ain't... Hi, good morning. Can you turn your radio down, please?
I have done that already. I have to anticipate when you answer the phone.
Okay, can you get to the point, please?
Okay. So I've been mulling over a question you proposed here several days ago, whether or not the polarization between the conservatives and, so to speak, liberals, which has been infiltrated by the left, are going to relax and maybe we can go back to normal politics. And I'm thinking that will not happen. I was reflecting on a guy that used to call in quite often, and that was Lefty. And Lefty, I never agreed with just about anything he said, but I detected that he had a sincerity in many of his points of view. And even though I never agreed with him, I never felt any kind of animus towards him. But with what's happened the past number of years, especially since Obama and Biden have been active in their administrations, I have become very polarized in my feelings towards the left, because it's not enough for them to have won their points of view by having their administrations, but they have forcibly tried to shove their values on myself and many Americans, whether it be the transgender issues or being woke or whatever it is that's so important to them. They just created an animus. It was displayed through Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all the other kind of things that went on under their administrations. And I don't think that we're going to get back to a situation where we can agree to disagree, so to speak. They are plotting right now, the left, to try to frustrate the Trump administration from the get-go when he takes over the 20th of January. And whether it be through lawsuits or whatever they're going to do, but they're hell-bent on their frustrating the change that this country really needs.
Well, I agree with you, and that's part of the reason why I brought up the question, because I don't think we'll go back either. And you know, one of the things that, you know, when you said to agree to a disagree, I don't know if I buy that, but here's my... They, meaning particularly the progressives, they want to vilify me because I don't believe something, whether it's just from a sense, you know, common sense, or maybe even a religious standpoint on some of their views or issues. So they want to call me names and they want to vilify me. I don't give a damn if they call me those names or not. I really don't. I'm not. That's never bothered me. And maybe because when you work in the type of business I do, when you get hits all the time, It you just learn to, you know, accept it, but not let it bother you. The other thing is, They are taking money out of my pocket and giving it to people, or wanting to take money from my pocket and give it to people that haven't earned it and who have self-inflicted their lifestyle. I don't want to do that. There's nothing they can tell me. There's no stories they can tell me. Yeah, there's going to be a couple of people out there that are down and out. That's fine. We can help them. But they constantly loosen the rules, and then people get into bad situations because of the rules they loosened, lack of enforcement, lack of discipline, and then you and I have to pay for those things. No, don't want to do it, not even having a discussion.
Well, it always goes back to there is no accountability. Whatever they have done have ruined our social programs are really ruined through the left's points of view of just handing out money to having a wide open border, and these people are coming into our country, and we got to provide for them housing and food and everything imaginable, hotels. That costs the American taxpayer a lot of money. There's no accountability. This state, which leans left in every aspect, is dead broke, along with all the other left-leaning states are dead broke. And it's their social programs that are breaking this country. And you have to understand, they just think that these social programs have not been implemented right because of the Soviet Union and Cuba and North Korea. These countries that are social country, communist social regimes, the system doesn't work, and they're striving for this idea that, you know, that utopia that Marx had talked about will be achieved through social programs. And I'm saying, if America started off with a social program like what they have going now, America would never be the great country that it had become. And hopefully, you know, maybe Trump can turn it around, but I think we're so down deep in it, I don't know that we'll ever come out of this mess.
Well, sir, I hope both you and I are wrong. We've got another phone call. I appreciate yours.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, good morning.
Morning, Kevin. This is the Bugman.
Hey there, Bugman.
Hey, earlier I went walking, and boy, that guy's got a long one, doesn't he? Anyway, I just thought I'd pull out my old shot record from when I was in the Army. Now, keep in mind, I was in from 62 to 65, so, but I've got, I think I had like 22 inoculations in 3 years in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was, of course, you know, when I first went in, you know, you're in basic training, and first of all, they're trying all kinds of things. But the one that kind of got me was on the back page when the polio vaccine and that stuff was coming out. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 of those. Why the hell did I need 9 shots for that? I think I was an experimental guinea pig back in those days.
Did you ask them?
Well, you can't. You know, if you're a slick sleeve like I was in basic training and all through it, you can ask if you want, but they're going to tell you it's none of your business. That's essentially what I was told. Now, and I when I went in, I had enlisted to go into what they call the dental corps. I thought I was going to become a dental technician, you know, clean guys' teeth and stuff. But I got in headquarters company, and when I went to Korea, and so I was a headquarters guy, you know, doing paperwork. And then when I got out of that, then I did work with a dentist. And that was pretty good, but I never did clean teeth or anything like that. I didn't want to do that.
Mm. Right.
But all these shots, I just thinking about it, you know, I'm 83 years old now. And apparently they didn't kill me with these shots, so I guess I don't know if they did any good, but they didn't, at least they didn't kill me.
Well, Obviously, they did you some good because you have become the famous bug man.
But that's a master of science degree in entomology, and I worked for Big Farm, Big Ag over here in California for 42 or 3 years, and I killed bugs along with weeds, diseases, squirrels, whatever needed to be killed out in the orchards. So
you can have all those diplomas and awards on the wall all you want, but you are most famous for being the bug man.
No. I understand that, and that's what I went when I first started going into, you know, to graduate school. That's what I was in, the entomology department. But I took other things along the way. But yeah, I took everything that the University of Arizona offered. Went to Cal. Cal in '70 was not a place for a kid from Arizona in the desert. So I bailed out. I never did finish the PhD. I thought that was a waste of my time. So
Well, it worked out.
It's all worked out. I'm retired now, and everything's hunky-dory.
All right, glad you're back walking.
Yeah, me too. That was a good walk this morning, so nice and chilly. All right, man, talk to you later. Thanks.
You're welcome. Take care. Hi, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. I wanted to go back to the last hour you were talking about taxes and you know the two person household having both to work. And the other thing that always seems to get lost in the shuffle is just how much the dollar has depreciated since we went off the gold standard back in 71. I mean, it's lost like 95% of its value. And so when you think about inflation, I mean, that's a tax. You can call it that, so I guess that's a fair thing to say it is a tax. But think about who inflation helps and who inflation hurts.
Well.
Are you thinking about it, or you want me to answer?
please answer the question.
Inflation actually hurts people with assets, and it hurts people that actually don't have assets or use their labor or that their capital is their labor. Because if every day the dollar is worth less and you work, you know, if you got a raise every day at a certain small percentage, that might work, but that's not the way it happens. And you can look at the way wages have gone over a period of time and the fact that it just simply is not keeping up with what, you know, whatever you want to pick, Big Macs or food or energy or what have you. So the dilution of the dollar is not a good thing, and it's going to continue. And so, you know, you're left with this choice of how to deal with it. And one of the things that the American society has done is that, well, just we'll both work, and then that of course has social impacts. So I don't know. You kept talking about government raising taxes causing the problem. And obviously, it depends on how wide that is. It's not actually taxes. It's more, a lot of it is that the dollar is not stable.
What I tied it into, and there's a couple of things here. One is I didn't tie it into the changing times where women were encouraged to get into the workforce and do their thing. But the other, my point was this, that Americans keep asking for things from their government, and I'm not talking about the things that are necessary. So therefore, how does the government have to get that money? Well, they have to raise taxes.
Or print more money. That's what I'm getting at, is there's two factions to it.
But either way, again, my whole point is that Americans are asking too much of their governments all the time. They want this. They want that. We need to have there's a difference between of what you absolutely need and what you want. And since American society, for the most part, is centered on themselves, this is also one of the reasons why we're in the mess we're in. Because politicians can't say no.
They have the out, right? I mean, they can say, well, we'll overspend every year, you know, and now it's like trillions of dollars every year that they, you know, the revenues are less than the outflow. So you're right that it is that the government's doing way too much. I guess there's two factors to it. One is not just a direct tax. One is that the ability of them to, you know, dilute the dollar, it's an indirect tax, and a lot of people don't see it that way, but that's what it ends up being.
All right. Good points.
All right. Have a great day.
Thanks. On the email, incompetent or evil, because I asked this question about the government, My take on that issue is that our government is both evil and incompetent. The people pulling the strings, both globally and nationally, are pure evil. They are immoral and pathological nuts. The people who run the administrative state are incompetent puppets. Our clerk recorder is a shining example. Same with Gibson's wing of the Board of Supervisors, Gibson having an evil streak in himself. Well, okay. But there's also the narcissism in them as well, with many of these people. And the what really gets my goat is when they get caught in something, meaning a lie, it's almost as if they lie, give it an apology, instead of standing up there saying, yep, I messed up. I didn't do it right, or I did this. I apologize. Nope. They got to start doing a five-minute dance. You know, I guess a recent example would be one of our favorite subjects is the parking here in Paso Robles. It was a disaster, and it was wrong. Then finally, after all the pressure and all the people and so forth and so on, and I remember Spuds Gregory on Sound Off, and I was listening to him, and I wanted to put, I wanted to get a bag from the airlines and put my head in it. You know, just say, you know what, we made a bad decision, and we shouldn't have done it, and we're wrong. Nope, can't do that. We teach our kids, though, that you shouldn't lie, and if you do something, you should own up to it. Nope. But again, my favorite topic, adults. Nope, they do the dance. They do the dance. All right, let's see here. We got a couple of minutes left on the morning exchange. The right choice. Let's see here. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, December 6, 1964. The classic television special premiered on NBC. It has aired every Christmas since, making it the longest continuous running Christmas TV special in history. And the story was based, of course, on the Johnny Marks song, which is based on the poem with the same name, written in 1939 by Mark's brother-in-law. I can tell you, Chris, I don't know about you, I have never liked that program.
I liked it as a kid.
I don't like Charlie Brown Christmas. I don't like that one. I just don't.
It's okay, Mr. Grinch, let it all out.
I know. Christmas is my favorite holiday, but I just don't like. Matter of fact, I heard the Little Drummer Boy coming in this morning on the radio, and I thought, the Little Drummer Boy needs to be taken out to the shed and whipped. I can't stand that song. All right, you've got a minute.
Yeah, kind of quick. You know, it's just interesting hearing your previous discussion about narcissism and the government paying for things. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, it really ends up being a balance, doesn't it? And we keep kind of trying to strike that balance between, I guess, a socialistic economy and a free market economy. You know, on the one hand, free market is our preference. That's what our majority is. But the problem is that, you know, there are places where that needs to be adjusted because big corporations and such kind of take advantage. Flip side of it is, a socialistic economy, you know, you have the government paying for everything, and of course we all know what happens with that. You know, you get a socialist state, and you know, some of them have towards a free market economy. The bottom line is, there's some kind of a balance, and that's what we keep fighting about. Well, and it seems like that's kind of going to be constant.
The problem, and we're out of time. The problem is, it's not the government's paying for everything; it's us, the government, taking the money from us to pay for anything. So since it's not their money, they say they care, but they really don't. But we're out of time. Got to go. Thanks for your call.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The Atascadero City Council's next meeting is Tuesday, December 10th at 6. On next week's consent agenda is a recital of this year's general election results, and being sworn in will be council members Mark Darris, Seth Peek, and Mayor Charles Bourbeau. Paso Robles Main Street Association's 63rd Annual Christmas Light Parade will return to downtown Paso Robles this Saturday starting at 6. This year's theme is Sleigh Bells Ring, Are You Listening? And the parade will mark the arrival of Santa Claus in downtown Paso Robles. The tales of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today. Highs right around 70. It's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All right, Al has some friends visiting from California and Tennessee, so he'll be off. Darcy will be in this afternoon for Open Bike Friday. Enjoy that. And Pure Country tomorrow morning. Diane on the Country Store. Jimmy's in. And Smokey Robinson and the Miracles in the Spotlight with Gary. Enjoy your weekend and all the festivities here in Paso Robles, the parade, and, of course, the Tascadero. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRO. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.